Let's talk some television on a Monday morning with Irina. How are you this morning, my love?
Feeling fantastic. Ready to talk two great shows. One of them is an all-time favourite.
Small Town Laughs is the theme for today. What's Letterkenny?
Letterkenny is a town in Canada. And if you haven't watched any Canadian TV, it's like American TV with a really clever twist. It's often darker. The comedy is drier. It's sort of like if England and American comedy had a baby, it would be Canadian comedy.
Good one.
Letterkenny is this like a small town somewhere in Canada, 5,000 people, and it's about the people in this town who are small town people. They play hockey. Some of them are a bit goth, and like nothing happens, but things happen. It's about these two brothers that own like a hobby farm and they sell their produce on the side of the road, and their sister. But the biggest thing about Letterkenny is the banter. It's fast, it's quick, it's really sharp. They riff on themes. They'll start coming up with taglines for whatever they're talking about. I can't do it myself. Like, sometimes I have to put the closed captions on just to follow it. It's so sharp and so clever. And they're kind of like constant punchlines. It's like punchline after punchline after punchline. And that's what makes this show so clever. And I caught it, and it's delivered in this incredibly dry, almost monotone, deadpan delivery of really quite naughty, not PC material inside a small town in Canada. So there's 20-minute episodes. There's 9 seasons of it. So you could be watching it for a really long time. So it's super popular, and it's free on SBS.
That's Letterkenny. Now, there's another one, Corner Gas.
I started watching Letterkenny because it reminded me of one of my favourite shows from like the sort of early aughts. And that was Corner Gas, which is now all available on Prime, but used to be on SBS. So I couldn't believe I found it. Again, bunch of people that work or live around a gas station, a petrol station, that is miles away from anything else. Again, quirky characters, fantastic banter, everyone's really strange. But again, it's that same sort of dry, weird, but really funny punchlines. And as you watch, like with all these sorts of comedy, sort of situation comedy, you just get to know the characters, you get to really invest in them, in their relationships, and you want them to succeed, even though if you kind of, on paper, they all look like losers.
It should come as no surprise that Canada's got some great comedies when you consider that the comedy that was voted the funniest recently was Schitt's Creek, which was brought to us by Daniel Levy and Eugene Levy, his dad, who were Canadians as well.
I did not know they were Canadian, but I grew up watching You Can't Do That on Television and a whole bunch of kid shows, Canadian kid shows.
Yep.
And I think maybe I've still got a taste for that weird, like, quirkiness. Because English comedy it is dry and it's, you know, it's witty and it's black, but it's often cruel.
Yes.
And Canadian comedy isn't cruel the way that British comedy can be.
Yeah, it's warm and heartfelt, I find.
It is. It's warm and hearty, like a stew. Exactly.
Yeah.
Like a dry, witty stew. None of that was funny, but I tell you what, if you have got Prime, Corner Gas will absolutely warm your heart. In a way, I guess like Scrubs used to do.
Oh, yes.
And in that kind of way. And then Letterkenny will not warm your heart as much, but if you turn the closed captions on, it's a struggle not to laugh, though it's super rude.
We will return with our warmed hearts next Monday when we talk more television with Irina. Thank you, my love.
I'll have to turn to drama just to kind of balance it out.